of the Animal House Show. This is Vicki Graham, and I'm your host. And Len, our producer, you all know him, too. He's here every week. Every once in a while chimes in, gives me, you know, gives me strange looks sometimes. Okay, pretty much all the time. You know, gives
me a co-host that's silent.
Yeah. That's yeah, but apparently I have two more people that are no longer guests here. Len told them to get their own get their own water from the fridge.
And we know where the bathroom is in our own.
Yeah, exactly. So. I don't need to take your hand, and you know that'd be weird, anyways.
No special treatment here.
No, like hell no. Hands. You guys, so yeah, no, whatever.
I held my hand in the bathroom first time.
That would be kind of strange.
I don't know. I don't know what Sarah would say about that. Yeah, why is Vicki leading you by the hand to the bathroom?
Make sure he washes his hands.
Yeah, that's mandatory being here.
Yeah, mandatory being where?
Being here in the radio show and just in general.
What are you trying to say about the studio there, Michelle?
No, jeez. I love the studio. It's very simplistic. I know where the water and the beer is. I know where the bathroom's at. I know where to find you two every 5 p.m. on Tuesdays. So.
5 p.m. Mountain, 7
yes,
Eastern.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So actually, we're here, and I've been posting it. We really want people to call in this show. Interesting topic, but it's really a topic that you guys came up with because of something that happened.
Absolutely.
Both working, you know, at a rescue here locally. So, but we want some opinions and some stories and anything else that you know about as far as GPS pet tracking devices.
Yeah, actually, the reason why we're here and the reason why I reached out to you is because I know you know lots of pets, and nobody knows better about their pets than owners, right? So we have people that make
well, the pets like us, you know, they let us pretend that we know anything about them.
You do. Just kind of like your Christmas tree and Max. I should have bet that Max was going to go for that Christmas tree first.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have won.
I should have started a pool.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah, or help raise money for Coats for Canines or for All Breed or something. Okay, pool. Which one of my dogs will go after the ornaments and the Christmas tree first?
Awesome.
Yeah, we should do that. We should
next
just
holiday,
yeah.
For sure.
We should all just start
we
doing
could
that.
Do that right in line with the zombie dog competition.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Zombie dog competition.
But actually, let me give you the phone numbers for everybody listening. You're at cosmicbroadcasting.com or theanimalhouseshow.com, and please call in. This is what's on the line. First, some good information.
Yep.
And you get to be on, you know, international radio show. Yeah. I mean, live.
With Vicki.
Duh, I know. Yeah, okay, yeah. You might have just deterred some people.
Be like, whatever. They're all, like, waiting to call in.
Yeah.
We all know that.
But for one lucky caller, we're going to go ahead. We'll have you guys draw a name based on all the callers. We're going
to
give.
We get to draw it.
I know. Animal House is going to donate $25 in their name to their favorite charity. So.
Nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, come on, you know, it's not a whole lot. I mean, I can't
whether
do it.
Whether it be to Codes for Canines or
exactly.
All Breed Rescue and Training
exactly.
Or, you know, any of those.
Let me put it this way, your favorite animal charity.
There you go. Exactly.
You know, I only give to so many charities.
Only so many, like 50.
I do give a lot of money.
You do.
I was going to say, because there's going to be an instant donation to Jersey Mike's.
Yeah,
dang.
Yeah.
That doesn't qualify.
No, but Jersey Mike's is actually doing a fundraiser for Coats for Canines.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
Yeah. But anyway, so the numbers to call in, 719-362-8851 or 719-362-8852 or 8853. So get ready to call in. And we want to hear your stories or your story where you wish you had a pet tracker or a GPS tracker.
Yeah.
That's unfortunately, that's one of the reasons why we're here today. You know, wish we could have had one when, you know, Aries got loose. And so we're going to actually start off with you. Oh, yeah, you guys know Michelle. But you guys know Michelle and Miguel. They're here. They've been here before.
The other two people here.
I guess I should say who else is talking. You know, these other two people, yeah, in here.
I'm only usually here when there's nobody else here.
Whatever.
I don't know about that. Whatever.
Okay, that's sort of creepy, too.
I know.
It is.
He's looking for people in the hallway to hold his hand to the restroom.
Yeah,
then
I was, exactly.
He's like, my normal people aren't here. Can you take me to the bathroom?
I've been waiting for like 30 hours.
Yeah. I know. And Michelle said I must wash my hands.
Yeah.
So, So I'll let you guys. What led up to this? What led up to this show? Besides you telling me, you know, hey, we got to have a show about this.
Well, yeah. Other than hey, we have a need for this. Well, I think there's a few things. Of course, it's driven by the Aries Fund, which was founded in the name of Aries, who was a foster dog that was available through adoption and foster through All Breed Rescue and Training. He got away from one of our volunteer dog walkers, and unfortunately, he got away with his leash on him and a collar, so it's not like the information wasn't there. Unfortunately for Aries, he was a very shy, a very reclusive type dog, and it was very difficult for anyone to even get him to come to him. So we spent, I would say, what, 3 days?
3 days.
Looking for him day and night. I think everyone got up around like 5 a.m. or 6 a.m., and then there was times I was out till midnight or 2 in the morning.
Right.
Just anything, doing whatever we could to do what we could to find him. Colorado Lost Pet Alert jumped right in, tried to help us get a crew together to look for him. But the unfortunate part was that he only knew a few people. So there was not a very good chance that he was going to come to some unknown stranger.
Nope.
He was hiding
pretty much the whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't know the whole story. I didn't know it was a dog walker, actually, who was staying. But Aries was staying
at
Aubrey?
Aries was staying at the facility, kind of waiting, biding his time for a foster home. And we had some volunteer walkers out, and he, you know, he
got spooked.
Got spooked a little bit.
And ran away.
Oh, no.
Yanked the leash out of the walker's hand and went. And there's been a couple of times when we've had dogs, you know, get away from us at the facility. And it usually works in our favor better if they go west rather than east.
Yeah. Right.
If you go east, you go actually out into the city. If they go west, they go down into Fountain Creek. And thankfully, the way it's geographically set up, they're kind of stuck.
Right, unless in the creek area, yeah.
Unless they're willing to go across the creek, they have to kind of stay right there in that area. So, unfortunately, Aries went east, and from there, there's no telling. I mean, imagine being, you know, absolutely petrified out of your mind and running at the same time. So all the decisions that he made were not out of any sort of
rhyme or reason.
It was all flight.
Right.
So he was in complete and total survival mode. So he went wherever he saw a spot to go.
Right.
And
he was a very good ninja. So we couldn't find him. I mean, there was times when we thought maybe we had saw him, but for me, for the 3 days that I was out, I did not see him once.
Nope.
So it was so
right.
hard to think that this dog was existent because he was making himself non-existent.
Well, it's so weird. I mean, dogs in general, I see them all the time on, you know, Lost Pet Alert or on Craigslist or whatever. And I always think, okay, living where I live, I'll see him because a lot of them get away down there. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not going to say there's more ignorant people because I live down there. And my neighbors are awesome. My neighbors are awesome. But, I don't know if it's just because it's more open. A lot of people leave them in the yard instead of bringing them in the house. And, you know, those dogs tend to escape more. But I hardly ever see them anymore unless they're running past my house.
Yep. Then you're like, hey.
And then I'm like, oh my god, I'm running out, no bra on. Luckily there's a shirt, or else people would be hurt. And you know, barefoot, whatever. And I'm like, hey. Oh, and then I start running the other way, or you know,
yeah,
seeing
exactly.
what you know. But I hardly ever see them anymore. I mean, there's a few instances. Of course, I pick them up and get them to their owners, but lately here I haven't seen any, which is weird. And I wish not to see them.
No, we all wish not to see
exactly
any stray dogs.
Exactly. But they are stealthy, and a lot of times they travel at night as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us, let's finish up with Aries. What happened?
Well, unfortunately, after about 3 days, we got a call from some concerned individuals, and his original home, we still had his information on his tag with their contact information, and they were contacted by the railroad, and I think they're living in Japan currently. So they got a call from the railroad, and the railroad had contacted him and said, we found your dog. And he's dead. So they found him on the tracks.
Any idea how long he'd been there?
No.
No.
It had to have been, you know, within 3 days. But
right. But
That's a fairly well-traveled piece of railroad, so I imagine it had to have been within that day.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully everybody on the railroad is nice and caring like that. But you know, it could have just been could have just been the one person said, "Oh, I better do something." Yeah, you know, that one engineer or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not under any obligation.
Of course not.
They saw him sitting on the side of the tracks, and they gave us, after we heard from the owners, and we quickly went out there and recovered him. But it was just devastating for everybody that was involved. I mean, everybody that was out there looking, everybody that was kind of pulling for him via the internet and all that other kind of stuff. It was just not the way that it was supposed to end.
Sure. Nobody wants that.
No. I mean, once you get past the, you know, the heartbreak of it, logistically, the amount of labor hours and morale and all that other kind of stuff that costed us is astronomical. I mean, we had 8 to 10 people a day out there looking for him, and you know, just in staff and volunteers, not to mention, you know, all the other people that were out there and people that were posting banners in their cars and all that other kind of stuff. I mean, it was
When I saw it posted that he was found, I was quite devastated.
Yeah,
you know,
a lot of us were pretty devastated at the facility because
imagine how the volunteer feels too. That could have just horrible.
And you know, we understand it happens.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Know, it happened. Actually, another instance like that happened with me when I first started with Aubrey. We had lost cash.
Yep.
By accident, because I made a bad judgment call, you know, and it just doesn't seem like that at the time. But when you look back, I couldn't imagine if cash was found dead. I would feel horrible.
Sure.
You know, it's not even my dog, but I mean, right. I knew him, and I'm like, okay, this dog's going to go somewhere. And I think we actually had an adoption app out on Aries when he found out.
Oh,
he was
no. Gosh.
He was a 9-year-old Vizsla mix. And just, you know, he'd been with Aubrey before.
So for anybody walking a dog, wrap it around your wrist. Or for the fire dogs, I always made sure the volunteers put it around their wrist.
Around the wrist.
And that thing's not shouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, shouldn't go anywhere. You know,
put it around your wrist and hold on to it.
Right.
You know? So for anybody walking the dog. Yeah. Oh, it looks like Len's giving me that, you know,
okay.
It wasn't the one finger thing this time. It was actually somebody's on the phone thing.
Once again, the underside of that bus looks really good. You always do that to me. You got Susie on line one.
Hey, Suze, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I hope you're well. I know I spoke to you earlier. You were telling me about one of the things that you have for your dog, Monty.
I do. He's microchipped, but the reality is that everybody has some sort of most people have some sort of a smartphone with a scanner. And I just kept thinking, you know, what if he got out? The people likely to find him are going to have something before the Humane Society can get to them with the scanners and scan the microchip. I wanted to have another way of not only, plus he's stinking cute, and you know, whether he got out on his own or someone borrowed him and wanted to keep him.
Yes. We have those idiots out there too.
Yes. Bless their hearts. And so, it started off as a Groupon. Maybe 2-3 years ago I got it. And it's fantastic. He has a tag on his collar, and it's a QR code. And so anybody who scans it, it sends me an email that someone scanned it with a GPS location of where they're at. And it gives them on their phone information to go online to contact me.
Gotcha.
And so it gives them his name, but it doesn't tell them my information either.
Right.
Well, that's good. Gotcha. That's handy.
Yeah. Even though you want to be stalked every once in a while, right?
Well, you know.
Okay. You know.
I have to. It's all about being single.
All the single ladies. Exactly.
It's all about being subtle, though. It's like, I give you a little bit of information, but you have to work for it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Exactly. Definitely. So. That's cool that it has if somebody could get close to him, because, you know, we're talking about Aries, and, you know, he probably wouldn't, you know, skittish and wouldn't go to anybody.
Monty, if you hold the car door open for him, he's in.
So that's good for a dog who just wants to, go to people.
Yeah.
All the time. And what is it called? You know, actually didn't mention it.
It's PetHub, PetHub.com.
Okay.
And it was, I want to say it was like $48 for a 2-year subscription.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, don't all these GPS things have a subscription kind of thing?
Yes, and the thing is, I wondered about that at first, but the reality is that they have to maintain a website, and they send me notifications, too, if somebody else's dog is or cat is lost in the neighborhood.
It's like an Amber Alert
It's an Amber Alert for pets, and they'll say lost pet. They give you a picture of the animal and, you know, where the address or the zip code is, and so they'll say it's within 11 miles of you or whatever, and it gives you the crossroads of where that was last seen.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, when I get them on my phone, if I'm driving home, I keep an eye out for whatever animal they
Let me ask, we were sort of talking about this before the show started. If there are other things we were talking about before the show started, it might not be suitable for
No way.
I know.
Not here.
I know. So, but would you actually say the microchip actually came with GPS? You know, a GPS locator, or somebody came out with an internal GPS. Would you get that for Monty?
What do you mean an internal?
Like a microchip. It would go under his skin.
Oh, yeah.
So somebody wouldn't have to get close. You just could follow him on your phone, you know, wherever he went.
Talk about stalking, yes. Stalk your pet.
That's
okay.
Creepy.
Okay. Okay. So if there's any people that. GPS trackers out there, please contact Susie.
Well, and I know that they have them for children. I know a few years
ago.
They're
not internal, are they?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah. I know. Okay, that is
right. Now we're going to get into a whole science fiction part of the
right.
show.
Right.
In the future, everybody will be tagged. So, yeah, I know a couple of years ago my friend was concerned about her child, and, you know, we tried to look at whether we could get, like, a bracelet or a watch or something that we could monitor the child. It was a custody issue, but...
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Geofencing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think if it was something like that, it's just, you know, I would wonder how that would work.
We'll get to tell you, because we have a few that we have that I looked at, and we're going to share that information. And
not the internal ones.
Not the internal ones.
Is not something that exists right now.
No, but something like a collar or...
Yeah, there's
collars,
a few of them.
Collars, watches, they have little sticky tags you can get with different... Yeah, there's a myriad of things out there right now. It's a very...
We can't no longer have Miguel on the show. He uses big words like...
Up and coming,
Marshall. Okay.
And hold on. Is he holding his pinky up while he talks?
Yeah, he does now.
Only while I drink my water.
There you go. And the thing is, it'd be nice to have the ability to know where he is, as well as having somebody have the ability to contact me.
Sure.
So
Monty's a great dog. You said Monty would go to everybody. I'm surprised Tiffany hasn't stolen him yet.
Oh, no, I'm sure that's in the works. Yeah,
so just like I'm surprised Jennifer hasn't stolen Max yet. Chance.
Yeah.
She loves Chance. And
Monty tried to steal Chance.
Yes, Monty tried. Yeah. Yeah, in more ways than one.
Monty loves him some Chance.
Monty's like 4 pounds?
He is 16.
He's actually 16 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look that big. He's really tiny. And Max is, 85 pounds or whatever he is?
Hey, love isn't a number.
It was at Pottoberfest, and Monty was trying to get him some Chance up on his standing up on his back. I was like, okay, this is the dress. First of all, you both are boys.
And then I was just like, oh, my baby, I was so proud.
So proud.
Yeah.
Love is love. You can't fight it.
Taken after mom, I take it.
Hey, now.
you know, I love you. But no, that's one thing that I wanted you to call in for, just because you told me about that Pet Hub thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if dogs are good with people and will go right up to anybody, I think that's a perfect, you know, that's a perfect solution.
That's a viable, so, cheap option for sure. I think that some of the other ones for shy dogs we'll take a look at, and I think we'll say, oh, you know, price-wise.
Well, let's not say cheap. It's a cost-efficient option.
Yes, cost-efficient option.
Yeah,
if your baby, anything is meant, you know.
Yeah. So, anyways, Len's giving me the other than middle finger sign for a break. It's time to take a break. So, when we get back, we're going to go over some of the options. And anybody else can give us, you know, give us a call. Let us know your stories about any tracking, GPS tracking, that people stalking. that would be, or, you know, it might be interesting.
Maybe you might know something that has people stalking, and that's a great product.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. So 719-362-8851 or 719-362-8852. And you're listening to CosmicBroadcasting.com.
Are you tired of cleaning and want more time that is stress-free? For over 7 years, Clean Castle Service has been doing the nitty-gritty chores in your home or office. Call today for your free consultation and let our staff tailor-fit a cleaning schedule that meets your needs, whether it's weekly cleans to the one-time deep clean. Call 719-323-7155 or visit us at cleancastleservice.com and let our friendly staff serve you. Again, 719-323-7155. That's Clean Castle Service, where you are royalty.
A new Fit You is waiting to emerge at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio. Hi, I'm Tom, and I have a variety of ways to help you strengthen your body and mind. Whether it's individual personal training, class sessions in martial arts, or my nutrition workshops, I have what it takes to help build self-confidence, learn self-defense, or just blow off some steam. We always all have steam to blow off daily. Classes are available for adults and kids. Just call, click, or come by and let me help you take the first step to a new, healthier you. We're located at 2519 Airport Road in the lower level. You can call us at 719-930-6365 or check out www.tchafer.com. Again, T C Hafer, SEEHAFER.com for more information. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio.
Hey, this is Sam Farnsworth, sports director at KKTV Channel 11 in Colorado Springs, but now I'm also on the team at Cosmic Broadcasting. Listen to my show, The Press Box, each Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. We'll cover it all, from high school sports in your backyard all the way to the pros, exclusive interviews, and of course, we want the listeners involved. We'll take your phone calls and your tweets all on The Press Box.
Don't forget, you can take our shows wherever you go. Download the Cosmic Broadcasting app. It's free for your Apple or Android device.
You can give them to the birds and bees. I want
more. Don't say duet.
Say all of that on air.
Say all that on air? Our inventions that we're coming up with.
It's incredible the conversations we have off of air. So we got to just make a new section of the show.
I know.
Called The Shit You Didn't See.
The after show. The deleted scenes.
Oh, God. During commercial.
Yeah, the extended version. We need sponsors for our extended version. So any. Yeah, I know. Any alcohol vendors. No, I'm kidding. Alcohol. So.
We'll even take some, you know, vape people to sponsor.
You can call that the hair of the dog hour.
The hair of the dog hour?
Sponsored by Cheers Liquor Mart. There you go.
Maggie's
Farm.
Maggie's Farm, yeah. Some kind of, this is Colorado. We'll find plenty.
Yep. Uh-huh, okay.
Uh-huh. So I need you guys to go out and hunt for sponsors for me. No, I'm kidding. So anyways, welcome back. You're with the Animal House Show. We're talking actually because of the Aries Fund, a fund set up to actually get GPS trackers for all the dogs that you guys are fostering. All breed rescue and training is fostering because of an incident with one of the dogs that got loose and unfortunately was killed.
Unfortunately, yes.
So we're talking GPS trackers, and hopefully people out there are listening, and if you have any questions or opinions or stories, we'd love to hear them. 719-362.
If you're currently using one of these products, yeah, and have something to say about it, that'd be great.
Yeah, let us know.
Well, that's what I mean by stories.
Yes. You know. Well, you know.
You know.
Not the other stories.
Yeah, not the other stories. We were talking about, you know, we were talking about the interest of Susie still on. She's like, I'm not leaving. we were talking about inventing, you know, the GPS tracker, because almost all these ones go on the collar that we're going to be discussing. And, you know, an internal one that could be, you know, integrated maybe with the microchip information or a separate one, but we're going to invent that. So we're looking for some crowdfunding.
We'll start our Indiegogo fund here in a little bit.
Yes,
afterwards.
There you go. Yeah, as well as that, I think all of us. I'm going to get Sarah involved. You know, Miguel's wife. We're going to come up with extra large boob size clothing. You
and
know,
we call that extra large
boob size.
Extra large, yeah, boob size.
Because whenever I go into the store and I, you know, they're like, "What size do you need?" I'm like, "Extra large boob size."
Are we talking about me again?
Yeah. See, Susie's going to. Susie's going to be, yeah, one of our partners as well.
I am in favor of all of this.
he's quality control.
So speaking, getting back with dogs.
Okay.
I'm not going to say dogs. Okay, we don't exclude anybody here. All animals. Actually, because I was reading about some stories for GPS tracking and everything, and we were talking about that one show on the Animal Planet, you know, with the boars or whatever.
Yes.
But we were also talking about, I Googled it and saw a lot of different people that study, especially endangered species and stuff like that. I mean, they all
wildlife.
Have the GPS, wildlife tracking. And they're all GPS.
Yep.
See? And those are mostly, like, tagged in the ear and stuff like that, aren't they?
Depends. Those are actually radio frequency tags. Like, if you watch, like, any of those shows, you'll see the guy out there in his little truck with the antenna.
Okay.
And it's a low-frequency radio broadcast.
Because when I looked up GPS tracking, I mean, a bunch of those came up under GPS.
Yeah.
So are those the same thing? What, I mean, is it GPS? I mean, isn't GPS satellite based?
It is.
So,
okay. 27. Yes. There are currently 24 satellites in geosynchronous orbit.
See, big words again. God,
big words again.
What an ass!
Tell me more.
He's making us look so stupid.
24 satellites. There's actually 27, but they have a couple in reserve just in case one goes down. I've been reading all of this since I found out I was going to be on the show again.
He wants to make a big impact, so you'll invite him back.
So in order for them to get an accurate location, you have to have line of sight from the satellite to the point for three satellites. And they use a tri-iteration algorithm of some sort that'll give you position, speed, direction, all that other kind of stuff.
That's what the porn movie makers use, right? I don't know where that came from.
I'm not sure.
Only squirreling out there, buddy.
Jeez.
He really learned this from something else. He wasn't looking up.
Yeah, that was good.
We didn't wait for the extended version. We just went ahead.
Exactly. The deleted scene.
Algorithm of the extended version of big boob size, please.
Extra large.
This is one hell of a dog show.
We have Susie purring. What the hell?
And who knows? Deanna may be on there doing something now. In fact, she's on there now.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey! I didn't know you were calling in.
I don't think she did either.
I was like, oh my God, these guys need help.
They need help, so that's why she's calling in, because we need help. Okay. But
no, so I am actually new to the dog world, and I thought the only thing that they had on was... the implanted little chips.
The microchips, yeah.
Yeah, the microchips.
So, yeah, no, there's lots of GPS trackers that they could use, too.
Well, what do you think is the most effective one?
Well, that's what we're going to get into.
We're kind of in the process right now of researching them, because there's a lot of them out there, and there's a lot of them that are making very big claims about capabilities and abilities and all that other kind of stuff. So we're going to start exploring which ones are the best and... kind of go,
you know,
from
it's
there.
Like online dating.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like online dating. It's like
dating like pet owners. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
Well, I think what we've found is that it's it's an up and coming market.
Right.
There's, you know, a lot of GPS companies out there that are have seen that there's a market for it, and unfortunately, some of the products are actually just it's their regular old GPS tracker with a collar on it.
Yeah, and the collars are big. Yeah. I was just looking them up, and there's no way that thing's bigger than my dog's head.
Yeah, there's some of them like the like if you look at like the Garmin Astro.
Oh, the Garmin.
The Garmin Astro. I mean, it's like $600. I mean, cool. And you can that's for people who have hunting dogs.
Yeah,
Deanna might want to check that out.
Yeah, the only thing I would be concerned of is out of all of the dogs that are lost, how many of them actually have collars on them?
That's one thing right. We were talking about before the show. That's the only thing. One of the biggest things about these GPS trackers, you could buy them and everything, but how well are they going to stay on the dog? You know,
when Vicky and I were talking about it, I think in having one, you have to kind of change the way that you think about dressing your dog. If you're going to have something like that on there, that's going to be dedicated to just holding that object onto them. And then you're going to have to make sure that it stays on. And then if you're going to, you know, leash your dog up, I would advise at this
use
point.
Use a regular harness.
Or another collar. So if the collar does break or the, you know, the leash breaks or whatever.
And that's the thing. That's one thing is the disadvantage to these things yet until we could, you know, stalk them like we stalk people and just implant something.
Right.
We need to better stalk them from their phones. Yeah. Their phones is good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about a couple of them. Let's talk about Tag. Tag is probably one of the first ones or the first big ones you heard about coming out.
It seems to be the most commercially viable right now, for sure.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. What have you guys found out about Tag?
Well, I think Tag is definitely one of those ones that started the industry. It's been out since, I think, 2011, or if not 2009. So it is something you put onto your collar. Mm-hmm. They say that it fits any dog. I would say in my experience from looking at it, medium to large. And then from some of the reviews that I saw on Amazon.com, sometimes it can be taken off with another dog. So, say another dog's playing with your dog, mm-hmm. and it gets it around the collar, you pull the Tag tracking device off.
Okay.
The other downside to it is the costs. But in comparison to the other things that we'll be looking at, I'm not sure if cost is something that you would consider, depending on how much you really lose your dog.
It's
about $100 to $150 for the actual unit, and then you have to have.
Actually not bad compared to some of the other ones I was looking at.
No, I mean there's some of them. Garmin's like $600.
Yeah,
but you also have a GPS unit with that Garmin collar, so you know exactly where your dog's at all times. Because so,
those units are really, I mean, they're really set up for like sporting dog kind of stuff. You can track like six dogs with that one.
Okay, so let's start the difference between Tag and Garmin. Then you said GPS collar. Is the GPS embedded in the actual collar itself and not an additional unit?
Well, with the Garmin one, you have a receiver
and a
transmitter. So you have the collar sending up a signal as to where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And your tracker, the handheld tracker that you have, is reading that signal.
Okay, so it's not an app for your phone then?
No, this one actually is.
It actually comes? Okay.
Completely self-contained setup. It's very similar to what they use for wildlife tracking and stuff like that. It's just now it's in the consumer market.
Yeah, and I think the reason why that we have these collars and the units that are on the collars is that they have to be charged. So they have to carry their own battery to send out that signal to be read again.
Right.
Garmin just happens to have a really great GPS, you know, section of their business. So that's something that they know how to do.
Right.
Right.
Whereas Tag, I think, is just they're using GPS and cellular technology, so they're also using, you know, cell phone towers to kind of give an idea of like where it is your dog is at. It gives you a map, so you know.
One of the things I found out about Tag is that they use existing Wi-Fi networks as well. So not only is it tracking via GPS, but it's also tracking via locations that are already established.
Yep. And I triangulate and use algorithms.
So like if your dog walks through a neighborhood and there's like, you know,
a public Wi-Fi.
Public Wi-Fi, any private Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even have to
Homeowners are coming out going, who's stealing my Wi-Fi?
I know, right?
That's a little crazy. It pings off all these different Wi-Fi points, and I think it's tagged that is actually running on the Verizon's network.
Yes, on the Verizon's network.
Cool.
So any locations they know of that have that, it helps dial in that location a little bit closer.
Here's the thing about tag. I was noticing the charge could last only one day.
Depending on the usage.
Yeah. So it might not have helped Aries.
Yeah, exactly.
It might have been gone.
Now, the reason why I could see it's a day's worth is because, say, you're in a very rural area, so you don't have a lot of cellular networks available.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to push that signal out further.
Oh, yeah. Well, just like any phone or tablet or anything, if it's constantly looking for a Wi-Fi or constantly looking for a signal, it's draining the battery.
Yeah.
So if
your dog is lost for, like, 3 days, you'll never be able to find him then?
Well, no, it says the charge could last 1 day to 3 weeks, depending on the situation. So I guess probably just what kind of, where they are.
To establish signals.
If you're in an urban area with lots of cell phone towers, obviously, it may last 3 weeks.
Well, because, let's talk about something like Tile. Tile is something like Garmin is. I have a Garmin VivoFit that I wear.
Right.
But it, unlike Fitbit, it never has to be charged. I mean, it keeps the charge from a year to a year and a half or whatever before it runs out. I think Tile is that way, isn't it?
Tile is a year, and they're saying...
Tile is a year, yeah.
I wonder if they could do something where they could charge with the movement. Like, don't they have those watches that are...
Oh, that's cool.
You know what I mean? Where every time you move your hand, it charges the battery on the watch.
I think that definitely bears some looking into with the physiology of a dog. I could see you doing something like that within the expanse of, like, a harness?
Yeah. Every time he scratches his ear, it gets charged for another hour.
Right.
Or butt, whatever.
Or licks his butt.
Or a collar that was maybe sideways, so then when they would walk and move up and down, that would be a viable
option. But why wouldn't the internal one be viable if we had that technology?
Because that's just creepy.
It's not creepy.
I would love to have that for my dog. Much more than a collar one.
Yeah. No, that's true. But I think at this point right now, the tech is... It's still too big to be implanted.
We have this huge, big implant.
Yeah, but look at some of those guys with the implants and stuff on their faces.
We could do a little bar on your ear, that's actually a
pretty big deal right now. It's one of those up and coming markets is wearable tech.
Yeah, wearable tech.
I mean, like clothes and piercings and stuff like that. I know a lady that has a custom set of headphones that snap into piercings that are in her ear.
Wow.
Oh. So has anyone ever had any problems with the chip?
Well, the chips are an RFID, which is a radio frequency. They don't put out any sort of signal unless they are in close proximity to a scanner. So they have to be within 5 to 6 inches, I think.
Unfortunately, an owner can't know where the dog is unless somebody scans it and calls them and says, hey, I have your dog.
The tile thing is cool in that it's Bluetooth. It's a Bluetooth tech. The batteries are good for a year. I think, and it says that via company you can send in your old Tiles after the battery is dissipated, and they'll charge you $20 to
work. I was looking at Tile's website, and they don't show the pet application, but they show the kid application, like Susie was talking about earlier. Yeah. And Deanna, something you must want to look into for a couple of yours.
Right. The big problem I'm seeing right now with Tile is it's Apple only.
Yep.
So you can't. So it's iOS only, and it's also
the crowdfunded thing, or the...
The crowdsourcing.
And it's also, the range is fairly limited. I actually got on YouTube and looked up a bunch of people testing them out.
Mm-hmm.
And that Bluetooth tech right now, it kind of is dependent on having line of sight.
Right.
And if it is in line of sight, the radius is only about 30 feet.
Right.
So
more likely you're going to see your dog or your pet within 30 feet, you know.
So what they were talking about on their site is the community lost and found thing. So the more people you have that app installed, the more you can kind of triangulate where the dog is.
Oh, that makes sense.
but it's, I don't know.
It's still new technology. It's still being developed. There are a few other competitors out there.
Look, it's like we're on the award shows. Len's starting to play music saying, hey, it's time to break.
Wrap it up. I'd love to think.
No, we'll come back and talk about some of the others. And please, we love having Deanna and Susie on.
And I do have to go, but thank you for having
me
on.
Thanks, Susie. I appreciate you letting us know about Pet Hub.
Yep.
Yeah, let me know what happens with those. I'm excited to try them.
Yeah, and so
we're going to be testing the tiles.
So. Yeah, cosmicbroadcasting.com or go to the Cosmic Broadcasting, Broadcasting app. I don't even know where the hell I am anymore. And to get the phone numbers to call in. We'd love to hear somebody who actually has one of these GPS units. And we'll be back.
Emerge at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio. Hi, I'm Tom, and I have a variety of ways to help you strengthen your body and mind. Whether it's individual personal training, class sessions in martial arts, or my nutrition workshops, I have what it takes to help build self-confidence, learn self-defense, or just blow off some steam. We always all have steam to blow off daily. Classes are available for adults and kids. Just call, click, or come by and let me help you take the first step to a new, healthier you. We're located at 2519 Airport Road in the lower level. You can call us at 719-930-6365 or check out www.tchafer.com. Again, T C Hafer, SEEHAFER.com for more information. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio.
Are you tired of cleaning and want more time that is stress-free? For over 7 years, Clean Castle Service has been doing the nitty-gritty chores in your home or office. Call today for your free consultation and let our staff tailor-fit a cleaning schedule that meets your needs, whether it's weekly cleans to the one-time deep clean. Call 719-323-7155 or visit us at cleancastleservice.com and let our friendly staff serve you. Again, 719-323-7155. That's Clean Castle Service, where you are royalty.
Don't miss Biz Talk with Claire Billingsley Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Claire talks with people who have taken their own dreams and passions and worked them into a business adventure, helping other people do the same. The message is not only empowering, but genuinely motivating. That's Biz Talk at 11 a.m. Eastern, Tuesdays. You're listening to Cosmic Broadcasting.
Radio without limits. Cosmic Broadcasting.
Advertisers are always welcome here at Cosmic Broadcasting. If you would like to advertise your product with us, call 1-866-615-6889.
And the ladies. Are there really all these guys here? Huh? Howdy, Jen.
Do you want to dance?
Yeah!
Hey! You know this is the part where we sing, right?
Make me wanna
shout. And there you have it. We lost the one listener we had. No, I'm kidding.
I was gonna say, I'm kind of impressed. I mean, all four people participated.
That was awesome. Cool. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Animal House Show on cosmicbroadcasting.com. Live. I always have to say this every week because, you know, so we don't get calls. Well, you know, so Len's not getting calls after we're done with the live show, you know.
He's just going to forward them to your actual cell phone number.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
now
no, she's
that
she's
would be grinding.
She's still live, but
never
here,
thought about
this
that.
Is the new number.
After 6 p.m., this is the new studio phone number.
So if you are not listening between 5 and 6 p.m. Mountain Time on Tuesday, or 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 or 5 Pacific, whatever. we'll cover all. This is, you know, it's not a live show right now. We are live because it's Tuesday at, you know, 5:45 p.m. Mountain Time. So we are still live for the next 15 minutes. So we have Miguel and Michelle in the, well, that's Miguel and Michelle.
Miguel and Michelle.
I know. We have M&Ms in the studio.
Exactly.
They've been here before. So we're talking about GPS trackers for dogs.
I feel like it should be all hardcore now.
Uh-huh.
Hardcore because of M&M. M&M, yeah. Yeah, start throwing those gang signs.
Yeah.
Hey, M&M!
Yeah, save it for the after-hours show. You don't want to give
them exactly.
Stuff away. We need sponsors first.
Exactly. So if you have a story about a GPS tracker, anybody out there that has GPS tracker for their dogs right now or their cats, please call in 719-362-8853 or 8854. You can find that at cosmicbroadcasting.com. So we covered some of them. We covered Tag, Garmin a little bit, Tile. What other ones are out there that are up and coming or ones that aren't marketed as much as those three are?
Well, you know, the Tag collar is definitely a basis of where other ones can come in. That's where I'm sure Garmin got the idea for it. There is also PetSafe, ZoomBack, Pocket Finder, and Petronics Romeo that all do the same thing with the same design. Unfortunately, there wasn't any type of innovation when they made it. So there wasn't, like, anything that was better. The cost was the same. They had the same features, geofencing, waterproofing.
What's geofencing?
So you can actually set up in the app where your dog is going to be at. If they leave that zone, then it'll alert you to say, hey,
okay,
your dog
cool.
has left.
That's cool.
That is good if, you know, your dog's hanging out, right? And unfortunately, I've heard that there's some people that have like 5 acres, right? So that could be not enough spacing depending on, you know, what the app gives you. Or maybe you have like a little house and then guess what? It's your house and like your three neighbors' houses because maybe that's just too
right.
small. And
everybody should know where their dogs are when they're not around because they should be in your house.
They should be in your house or in your backyard or wherever.
But backyard only if it's, you know.
And they'll range anywhere from $150 to $600.
Yeah.
And some have a subscription cost, you know, anywhere from nothing to $20.
Do almost all of them work on the phone? You said Tile's just Apple. Tile is just Apple.
Their app is only Apple.
Yeah.
But there are some Android apps that you can get that are
off market, you know, the second.
Yeah, they're actually just designed to read different Wi-Fi signals and stuff like that, or Bluetooth signals. So I think you could probably make an Android app work, but it's not going to have the same polished
functionality.
That the iOS app's going to have. But I did see on their page that they are developing an Android app. Within the next year or so, I guess.
Yeah.
How hard is it to design? I mean, if you already have the Apple app, I mean, more. Actually, it seems like more people are developing Android apps.
Yes.
Well, it's
before
it's a lot easier to do.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, kind of.
Get it together, Tile. Jesus.
Get it together, Tile.
You know, because we're going to have, because I'm sure we have some of their C-level people listening to the show right now. I was. So, yeah.
Like, hey, by the way, we reviewed your product. We need an Android app now. Well, and one of their competitors, I think, Tracker, even though that they put out something earlier and wasn't well received, Tracker Bravo uses iPhone and Android. He's the same technology, so that might be another viable app. They actually have like a pet collar, a pet GPS unit that you could put inside that's waterproof, so it's not waterproof out of the box, but you can get something that can attach to your pet's collar and use it that way.
Well, I was looking at the comparison chart, and a lot of most are waterproof, except for that Roam EO. It's up to 30 minutes, you know, so if your dog wants to soak longer in the spa, I don't know.
When did they make that decision that 30 minutes worth of waterproof was okay?
I don't know.
And when they were testing it, like, oh, 30 minutes.
It's going to fizzle out now.
I'm probably thinking, what dog is going to be lost and in the water for more than 30 minutes? Maybe really.
I don't know.
So there are some different ones out there. You know, Tile is just one of those ones that kind of. Because Stick and Find was one of the first ones, I think.
Stick and Find, yeah.
Because then it was just using Bluetooth technology. You just put the sticker on your phone or put it on your laptop, and then Tile kind of came out and said, okay, we've got this little Tile now that you can use, and it's disposable in a sense, and that's what I like about Tile or those technologies is that, A, you don't have to recharge it. Yeah, it does need crowdsourcing or crowd.
So you don't know if it's going to be around.
Technology,
Well, to track it in a large
environment,
you need a lot of people.
Right, because, well, we all know, you know, when the Bluetooth headsets, people who are away from their phone yeah. and their Bluetooth headsets, all of a sudden they're like, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello? You know, they just lost
But I think, in hindsight, I think it would have made our group of people that were hunting Aries that much more effective.
Yeah. Right.
Because we were, I mean, there were so many different things going on out there. We had an animal communicator out there. We had people looking for drag marks because he was dragging the leash.
Along. Mm-hmm.
We had, you know, we had people, you know, and we were getting very, you know, very different stories from lots of different people about where he was.
You know, right.
Some people saying he's over here. Some people saying he's over here. And it turns out he actually went the opposite direction.
Yeah. And, you know, with the tile, everyone can just download the app. It's free. Turn it on and do a community find. So for us here in the Springs, it made sense.
I'm thinking right now, what are you guys thinking for as far as Aries Fund and getting these for the rescue? Are you looking at tile? Are you looking like a tag or something? I mean, what's the front runner for you guys right now?
Definitely not a tag. That's way too expensive. From my point of view, what do you think, Miguel?
Well, right now we have a friend of ours at the rescue. She's Jenna. She's purchased some tags.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very gracefully offered to let us borrow one.
Okay.
So we can play with it a little bit. And I'm sure there's going to be a day when we're going to have a little fox on.
Heck yeah. That's awesome.
Just to kind of see
right
how viable it is.
So who's the fox? Michelle?
We don't know yet. Maybe.
I don't know if you want that. I'll be running through all the water. And...
we'll go hide somewhere with a bottle of JMO.
Yeah. Well, that bottle of JMO might just put me in one place.
Right. You know? They're like... Okay, either her tag is off,
right,
or she's sitting down. She's passed out.
It's not booze proof.
Yeah,
So we're gonna look at that one just to see
if that,
you know, before we make any huge investment on anything, we want to see which one is gonna work for us, because we don't have that many dogs that hang out at the facility.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that we do are always going to be in the most danger if they get loose.
Because they work with the most volunteers, the most right. people and everything.
There's a higher rotation of people and situations, and they're out, you know, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. And, I mean, the rescue is in a business park. So there's no telling what's flying through there on any given day. So there's always so many different variables. I think in order to use a tile, it's going to be about mobilizing that group of people and getting them out there and on the pavement as quick as possible.
That's the thing. People go out looking. I go out looking when I have time. I don't drop everything and go, oh, my God, I got, because people have jobs and everything else. So it'd sort of be hard to mobilize, I think, a good – I mean, there are good groups of people that – I'm not going to say don't do anything. But, you know, that have nothing going on at that particular moment that they could drop everything.
Like, right. Hey, here's the Amber Alert for our dog.
Yeah.
Just imagine, though, since we have about 5,000-6,000 followers on our Facebook, we send a post out, say, hey, can you download the Tile app, turn it on, and just sit at home? Because then we know from just a community find that could work for us. Now, if we were out in the middle of Falcon Peyton, that wouldn't work. Because we just wouldn't be able to mobilize that crowd.
Right.
So it's good that you guys are testing everything out. But while you're testing that out, obviously you're trying to raise, I think the goal was 5,000 to get these GPS devices.
We just don't know what we're going to get.
Right.
We just don't know the cost.
So, and we're actually kind of sitting on the fence to see where the market's going to go. Because I feel like there's going to be, at some point, there's going to be a company that comes out with the expressed
interest in doing
exactly that one thing. Right now what you're seeing is little offshoots of companies that are already doing 5 or 6 other things.
Because they really just want it. They have it. It's made for like tag and all those little small
Whistle GPS things. Is actually the one I'm waiting to see
just
come
see
out.
How it goes.
Because they do an activity tracker right now, and why all of a sudden activity trackers for your dog is a thing.
Because you have time. Right. And you want to stalk your dog.
Yeah,
I mean, that really is.
I'm sitting there going, really?
I don't.
Yeah, the activity. Why wouldn't they come out with the GPS before the activity tracker?
You would think so, right?
It makes absolutely no sense.
I blame Fitbit.
To me.
Yeah, thanks, Fitbit.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just so that's what it is. Okay.
I'm sure they have. I'm sure Fitbit has one. It has a Fitbit for the dog. But
I'm personally rooting for the Bluetooth technology. I think it makes sense in an urban area, but I don't know what Whistle.com's coming out with. And some of the other things just seem way too either bulky, clunky.
Well, because... I like the Wi-Fi thing because it hints it tips on another. It's almost a secret technology out there that a lot of people don't know about called mesh networking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's mesh networking?
Mesh networking is networking via Bluetooth. Yeah. So imagine the internet as a whole completely mm-hmm. went down.
Right.
No more internet. You could actually, via Bluetooth, network a whole bunch of devices, either all of that kind of stuff, based on proximity. So if you had enough people in an urban area, all had their Bluetooth on and all had that, you know, mesh networking
going on,
then you actually have your own little micro internet.
Traveling mobile internet, yeah. For sure.
So based on that idea, I think that's where Tile and some of the other companies like Tile are going to be successful. I think really just depends on how many people you have out there.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that would be handy is if you could come up with an app where you're offering bounties.
I think the biggest
Are we still talking animals, or are we? Yes.
Well, imagine for Tile, because they have this like community find
right.
part, right?
Yeah.
What they're missing here is what we call in the IT world is gamification.
Right.
So what they need to do is put something in to say, you know what, I've helped so-and-so find so many things, this is what I get. I get my trophy or my badge or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then that really bumps up the reasons yep. as to what you're finding and why you have Tile in the first place.
Because
right. the viability behind the financials of Tile worry me. $20 for a Tile, they don't charge anything for their app, so you're just paying for a one-time fee, whereas a lot of other companies have a subscription model, and it is proven that a lot of companies do that subscription model because the pricing makes sense for profit margin. That's what worries me about these newer technologies. Will they be viable in a year? Will they not be viable
right,
in
right.
3 years?
Well, the handy right. thing about the Tile right now is that like if you get on YouTube, they've already cracked them.
Oh,
so you can
yeah.
open, because mm-hmm. right now, as it stands, you can't open a Tile. If you open it, it voids the warranty. It's not set up to be open or anything. If the battery runs out, you send it back in. They send yep. you another one. Mm-hmm. Get on YouTube. They already show you how to open them up. They show Sweet. You how to replace the batteries, all that kind of stuff. So the tech is there.
Huh.
And, you know, I think if at some point they get to a point where they abandon it, it's still there. I mean, you still yeah. have the tech. You still have the ability to interface with it.
That would just mean another source of app being built, though.
Right, see, right.
Because the app would probably be unsupported at that point. And that's why I really like
Android.
Tracker.
That's
I
why
really
Android
think,
is awesome.
Yeah, that's why Android is awesome. Tracker and all those other ones, I think, are going to really push the market for that, and I think
okay.
that we're going to
yeah.
see some changes in that.
Okay, it's actually time for our You Are That Idiot segment.
Woo!
Yeah. And we have the appropriate people in here, the three of us. So, I was...
You can't get any better than that,
nope.
people.
Actually, you know what, Miguel? You can't remember the guy's name, but that's fine. But
I can't remember the guy's name. But
let's talk about... Yeah, let's talk about this
There's a training system out there that I came across. The man is... I think he's Australian or New Zealand or something like that. He has a hat.
He has a hat.
It's one of his hallmarks.
Okay.
And he has a plastic pinch collar. Doesn't call it a pinch collar. It's a training system. And I was walking around, I was watching his little YouTube video the other day, and he has this thing, and it goes around the dog's neck, and it has this really long rope. And I couldn't figure out why the guy was wearing gloves. He's wearing gloves. The people he was working with were wearing gloves. Like, why are you wearing gloves? And then I saw another video critiquing his training deal. They advocate for you taking this rope, and when the dog does something he's not supposed to be doing, wailing back on this rope as hard
Ooh.
As you possibly can.
Ouch. Oh, my God.
And the little plastic prongs dig into Ooh. The dog's neck.
And we don't advocate that
about,
at all for
not at all.
Training.
Not at all.
No, talk about, yes. Yeah, especially with two trainers here, yeah. So, anyways, where can people donate to the Aries Fund? We want to get that in there.
YouCaring.com. I'll send you the link. You could also go to youcaring.com and search the Aries Fund. You'll find us. We'll be at the top of the search list.
And don't forget to see our new website, Ilo, at All Breed Rescue.
Yep.
Have a nice dog.org.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're also a member of the Indie Give competition this year.
Yes. So
I'm sure and get out there
I've
and do
given
that.
Lots and lots of money. So
yeah. Wine and cheese was ridiculous.
So I know. I'm like, okay, there's $600 right there.
Help out there. Vicky, let me carry your stuff
okay.
for you.
Okay. So you guys pick one of these. Pick one. I don't care which one. No, don't look at the name. Just, okay. Pick it. Okay. So the person who is getting Susie. Susie's getting $25 to her favorite charity today. For calling in. Yeah, so her favorite charity is Coats for Canines. No, I'm kidding.
Yes!
So, anyways, I want to thank Michelle and Miguel for M&M's.
Thanks for having us.
For being back on, and you guys are welcome anytime, you know that.
We'll come back when we have a product chosen.
That'd be great.
And I think that'll help a lot of people out.
Cool. Well, you're listening to the Animal House Show on CosmicBroadcasting.com, and we'll be back next week live.
Woo!
Yes.
As fun as always. Thanks, Nikki.
Well, we did pretty good there. Do the voodoo. Come on, baby, dance.